It's about the only way you let them in is that they buy in. And so you're really taking in a partner who's coming to the table with a combination of money and skills.
Right.
And the first way to view that is divorcing your judgment from the fact that he's an employee and has been there for however long he has been there as an employee. If you met him at an industry meeting and got to know him and had no history with him, but he had the skill set he has and he has the checkbook that he has, would he be an attractive partner to you?
Got it.
Because otherwise you have obligation and familiarity and, you know, things mixed into the decision. Of course, the first decision really has to be, do you want a partner, and if so, why? Just because the guy's there, you know. And of course, you may be motivated by the idea that if you don't do it, you may lose him.
Sure.
But, you know, that's probably the worst reason of all to make that move.
Okay.
And, of course, you also have to consider what it does, depending if you have a bunch of other employees, what it does to the others.
Sure.
But there's no, I don't have any, like, bias against it. I just think it starts with, do you want to function in an environment where you now have a partner when you have been functioning in an environment where you don't?
Got it.
Thank you, Timothy.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks, Dan.
Operator, next question, please.
Okay, our next question is coming from Jeremy. Jeremy, please state your question, please.
Sure. Hi, Dan and Lee. This is Jeremy. Now, Dan, you teased all of us earlier on in the call with a concept, but you didn't get too far into it. Can you take a few minutes to discuss your reasons behind and the results from overpaying?
Yeah. You need to have, at every level that it's possible, you need to have really good jobs so that you have a lot of leverage. The biggest problem that, in general, our service economy has today is that nobody has any fear of losing a job. We're at full employment with jobs left over. And so when you get bad service at the retail level, the restaurant level, the service business level, Mary can get fired at Applebee's, walk across the street, and get hired at Chili's in less time than you can go take a bathroom break. And she knows it. So they really have no leverage. And the result of that is quite evident. So the only way you can have leverage is to have a really good job. And part of that has to be above average pay. And now you got some leverage. Now, don't misunderstand me. Above average pay in and of itself does not buy you above average performance.
Right.
What it does buy you is an opportunity to churn and burn until you wind up with above average people in those above average jobs getting above average pay who now don't want to lose them.
Right.
And so that's the reason. I would always rather have people around me who know they're doing better than their counterparts in money and in other ways, but for my selfish purposes, not because I'm a nice guy. It's so that I have a little more leverage on the enforcement side. There's a very good restaurant here in my area where I live, an upscale place. And anybody on a secondary shift who after 6 months isn't making $50,000 a year has got to go. And anybody on a primary shift as a wait person who isn't making $100,000 a year has got to go. Because if they're not making $100,000, it means they're not upselling, they're not selling enough wine, therefore their tips aren't big enough, therefore they're hurting the restaurant as well as hurting themselves. And they're put through classes on how to earn $100,000 a year here that they must attend, et cetera, et cetera. Well, $100,000 a year as a wait person halfway between Cleveland and Akron, Ohio, is a lot of money. It's a really good income, and it's therefore way above average pay. But it gives them a big whip to crack, and they churn and burn them all the time.
Now, does that go all the way across the board for a company in the example you're using, for example, the bus staff, the front, the management, everyone, or is that purely just for the sales front?
No, to every position, it's